You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We will talk about that in a second. But we did find out yesterday that Bruce Brown did, in fact, take a deal to go 2 years, $45 million to the Indiana Pacers. And I think for me, I want to know how you guys felt about that. Like when you saw that, when you heard that, not to say that you weren't expecting it, but I think for me, as a fan, I was just glad that he didn't go to either the Lakers or the Suns. I think once he didn't go to any of those two teams, or even the Sixers. So let me throw the Sixers in there too. But as long as he didn't go to any of those teams, I'm cool, because we know Bruce is a good player. But the way I see it is this: Bruce had made what, $13 million so far in his career in total, and now he's gonna almost double that in 1 year. Listen, man, go get your money, Bruce. Like, at least he didn't say, all right, cool, you know what, I'm just gonna go to the Lakers instead. Now, had he done that, I'm gonna tell you, Bruce thing might actually have turned into a boo for some people. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, because that right there, I think, would have been the only way that Nuggets fans might have turned on Bruce Brown. If he had done that, like, let's be real, as much as the Nuggets loved him, he was a part of the championship roster. But if you do that and then you turn around, take the mid-level exception with the Lakers, and then no. We would have had some words after that. But Kobe, listen, man, what were your thoughts when you heard that Bruce Brown took that deal with the Pacers?
Bittersweet. The hardest part was realizing that it wasn't just about the team, that it was also personal. Like, I got to get my money, you know. And with the NBA, you never know what can happen in this season. So, you know, things happen, and I'm glad he just got a bag. I know Nuggets fans were kind of like, well, I know he's probably going to stay. And it's like, yeah, even if he stayed on a $7.8 million deal, the amount of money that a lot of teams were just handing out yesterday and today was just ridiculous. So I was like, go get your bag, Bruce. Now the other side of it is bitter, because it's like, okay, who else is going to step up to that role that Bruce played? And I'm not asking no one to fill the shoes of Bruce. We're not asking of that. We're just asking that you play your game, but you understand how to play within a system. And to me, that's what Bruce did. He played to his strengths, but he also learned how to play with a team that had so many different, I don't know, strengths is the best way to put it. Like, MPJ was a shooter, KCP was a defender and a shooter, Jamal was a facilitator and a scorer, Jokic was all-encompassing. But then the bench, like, you know, I was talking to my dad, actually, and I was like, the bench struggled last year a lot with offensive scoring. And I think Calvin looked at it as, we do have defenders, right? We do have Christian and we have Payton, but we need scoring. And so I think that's why he looked at it as, like, when there was moments in the entire playoff series, you were like, okay, Bruce is scoring, but it wasn't a 20 piece. It wasn't, you know, wasn't scattered throughout the board. So yeah, with Bruce, he did an amazing job here. Can't get mad at him for getting a bag, 22 or 20 million is phenomenal. And I just hope that he does a great job in the Pacers. And I think he'll do great. But just from the standpoint of a Nuggets fan, it's like missing that piece was bittersweet. So I'll pass it over to Jack.
Yeah, I mean, everything you said, I totally agree. I think, I'm like Jeremy said, I'm glad he picked that yellow, not Lakers yellow. But, I mean, I think, you know, the Nuggets are more in a comfortable sense of, you know, we won the championship, we need to run it back with the guys we have, and of course they're going to try to keep everybody. It's unrealistic. So, especially with, you know, all that cap limitation that Bruce was, you know, stuck under. So, I think it was inevitable. It is a bummer, of course. I mean, we wanted him. He was such a vital piece. But I do think Calvin Booth, well, I mean, Calvin Booth gave it all he could, you know, as he could only really give him with so much. But I just think that I think there's more hope based on how the rookies performed throughout the playoffs, throughout the season. I think that's why it doesn't sting as hard as, like, if it was him on the bench doing the only – and sometimes it was just him on the bench. But if it was just him on the bench – then I'd be distraught. But I just think that there is so much future coming in that it's really hard to say, like, oh, we're screwed. Oh, we can't run it back. I think that, you know, the defense in P-Watt, this, you know, just, the, I mean, defense in Brown too. I just think that they're both up and coming. You know, Strother, he has a shooting ability. Hopefully he can really get bench minutes quickly. But even the guys we've had that we haven't been using, like Zeke, I really hope he can, you know, step it up and be a good backup big. And, you know, Vlatko too, and all those guys. There's just so many guys where I now that Bruce is gone, I really hope Malone can emphasize their talents that they have, because as we saw in the playoffs, good or bad, Malone played three guys unless it was a blowout on the bench.
Yeah.
So it's like,
trust, you know,
yeah, like we need a little bit more versatility. But hey, shout out to the Pacers, man. They just traded for Obi Toppin. You know, Jeremy, if I'm saying his name right.
Nope, that's it. Yeah.
You know, Malone always messes up all the names.
Pacers are cooking. Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to get everybody. So, I mean, you can't really blame them offering that kind of money. But again, to both of your points, I think if he went somewhere else that was a little bit more iffy, I'd kind of be bummed. Like, especially if he was going to somewhere else to play the exact same role. Now he's
correct. Yeah.
Right. The fact that he's going in to start, I got more faith in it. It's like he's ready for that next step in his career. Right. Whether it actually translates or not, of course, we're rooting for him. We hope it does. But you just never, Kobe, like you said, you never know how the season goes. So hopefully the Pacers utilize him correctly, because he does have a lot of talent. But, you know, he's ready to go. We're ready to move on in a positive way. I always love when a player leaves and it's on the best term possible. So shout out to you, Andre Iguodala. But you know, so I just think that the Nuggets are good. I would like to see a little bit more add. I really did like re-signing DeAndre Jordan, because especially for the limited amount he's asking for, you can't really complain too much there. But one I was really excited for was Reggie Jackson. I think that he can really take on a role that he wasn't being seen as, like, after that trade. And I think that him, and along with Thomas Bryant, who, thanks for going to the Heat, Thomas Bryant. I just think that Reggie, man, he has the ability to really be that backup point guard. And I think now that he's actually comfortable, I think Malone can work with him in the offseason, because it's hard, especially with how, you know, hard-headed Malone is, getting a guy midseason and really utilize him and off the bench. And so if they had such limited repetition. So that's why I kind of did feel bad for Thomas Bryant throughout the year. I feel like he really didn't get a good chance to get his footing, but I'm guessing, as you saw, he was asking for too much. So I would have loved to see both of them come back, but really happy that they re-signed Reggie. So Jeremy, how are you feeling right now?
Dude, I mean, I agree with everything you guys just said. I mean, Bruce was definitely one of my favorite players to watch. Obviously, we talked about him a bunch going into the playoffs, and I mentioned numerous times, you know, that I think he was probably going to be one of the more important players. I thought that there were a couple players that would have gotten more minutes. I mean, you just brought up Reggie Jackson. I thought Reggie Jackson would have seen more time in the playoffs, but obviously he did not, because Michael Malone sticks to his guns, literally. You know, that's just what he is. I mean, look how many minutes Jeff Green played in the playoffs. I mean, that's crazy. That's That's wild. But anyways, yeah. Hey, listen, the Nuggets won the whole thing. I can't even criticize too much. It is what it is. But nah, man, listen, like I said before, I'm happy for Bruce. You know, I think it makes sense for him. This is for his family, right? Not just for him, it's him, his family. And you know, you said it. He went out on the best terms. Like this is a situation when the Nuggets play the Pacers, you're going to see a tribute video for him. He's going to have one of those, right? Because he did this the right way. And man, shout out to Bruce Brown, man. Listen, get your money. I know, but I'll tell you, they, you know, that Twitter account called Old Takes Exposed. Oh, yeah. they blasted Bruce yesterday. They blasted him. They blasted Michael Malone.
Hey, Malone was drunk. You got to go after him. That man was hammered by the time he got up on the podium. Let's be honest.
But they did him dirty, man. Because all you saw is that little. They posted that little clip of Bruce Brown looking at the crowd, talking about, "Hold on, I got one question for y'all. One more." And everybody's like, "Yes!" And he's like, "Okay, all right, let me go." And then, of course, he didn't specifically say anything, but
I think it was 50-50.
Yeah. I think so too. I mean, listen, the Indiana Pacers gave him, you know, the old saying, it's like a deal you can't refuse. That was it. Like, they had so much money. They're offering him a starting spot because I know he's not taking that to come off the bench. Because, I mean, let's be real. Who else do they have that's going to start over him? I mean, stop. I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, that's their star, obviously. But Halliburton, I like what the Pacers are cooking up, just like you guys just talked about. I like what they're doing now. I don't know if Buddy Hield is going to be staying there. Of course, they got Miles Turner. They got some guys, and now with Obi Toppin now, you know, Tyrese Halliburton basically is saying he sees himself as Patrick Mahomes and Obi Toppin as a Tyreek Hill. Like, he actually brought that up, that type of connection, because he's like, I could throw lobs because, dude, Tyrese Halliburton can pass, yo. Mm-hmm. That man, he is a really good young point guard. Definitely one of my favorite point guards to watch. Because I've won a lot of money on him, betting on him, so I know he's good. So, hey, man.
Let's be honest. It's the Indiana Kings and it's the Sacramento Pacers.
They're yeah, yeah.
They just switched rosters, basically. It was a win-win trade.
And not, it was, for sure.